Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and thanks for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Happy Monday, right? There's nothing like a Monday. It's a brand new work week, and I hope you go out there and just kill it. Today, I want to tell you a quick story about my first time in a kayak. So a buddy of mine got in kayaks, and we started out simple on a lake. That worked out pretty good, except I was having a hard time figuring out how to go right, how to go left, and especially how to turn around. But then we got a little more bold, and we headed out toward a day-long paddle. And so in kayaking and in life, there's times where you need to turn around or you need to wait to course correct. You've heard me talk about course correction before on this podcast, but it's a really big deal when you're on a river and you're in a kayak and the current is pulling you in one direction. You know, sometimes we might see something coming up ahead and realize we need to change our course, or maybe we need to see a dream, a goal, a vision, or a routine that God has for our lives, but we don't know how to get there. So I guess the question is, as I was kayaking, I wish I could have had somebody say, but how do you get there? And answer the question for me. So how do we do it? How do we get from where we are now to where God wants us to be? How do we stay motivated? How do we keep pushing forward? How do we keep paddling and see that our goal is not too far away, but we can indeed reach it? Well, here's what I really believe. Hope is what keeps us focused, and moving toward our God-given routines, dreams, and goals is everything. Hope is what motivates us when life gets really tough and you want to give up. In the scriptures, the disciples faced a situation where they wanted to give up hope. Now, they were in something bigger than a kayak, but listen to what Luke wrote in chapter 24, verse 21. Because here, the disciples faced a situation where they wanted to give up hope. Listen to the text. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. Right in that text, the disciples are sharing their feelings and said they had hoped. They had given up on hope. They'd given up since Jesus had died. And they were feeling pretty discouraged, pretty down, and didn't know what to do next. So how do you turn a bad situation around? My dad used to say, when you're in a hole, the best way to get out is to stop digging. One of the most important things to do when you're in a difficult situation is to not give up on hope. Hope is critical to accomplishing all that God wants you to accomplish and all that you want to accomplish. So let's take a look at a few reasons why. One, hope will give you direction. Isn't that great? Don't give up on hope. It gives you direction. If you lose your hope, you lose all direction in life. Christ wants to birth in you a continual hope. But guess what else? Hope is not just direction. Hope is the ability to anchor down. I mean, when you're boating, an anchor is important. I've even learned on a kayak that getting a pole that I can anchor to stop is critical. Listen to what the Hebrews writer said in chapter 6, verse 19. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain. You know, a lot of times in this life, our emotions, our feelings, the challenging circumstances around us, they can cause us to drift off the course. We have to realize that if we lose hope, we've lost our anchor. We've lost our GPS. We've lost the map. We don't know where to go. So how do I make sure that that doesn't happen? You personally are charged with guarding your hope. When you're kayaking, it makes sense to take a dry bag with you. You know, a dry bag is a safe place to put your phone and your keys and all the other stuff that's gone with you. But once that bag is sealed, it keeps everything that's important from getting wet. Our hope is important. It needs to be in that dry bag and guarded to be kept safe, just like those valuables. If you're going to accomplish the dreams that God has given you and has put before you, we got to guard our hope. You know what else we got to do? Then we have to have the ability to put hope in action in every matter. No matter what, you got to choose hope in Jesus. It's a difficult time. You've lost your way. You're kind of down. You're fighting depression. Then this is when we put our hope in action, and we put our hope in Christ alone. Because you see, hope can be resurrected. In Luke chapter 24, verse 5, it's not too much different in your life than what happens, because God's not too far away. The disciples may have given up hope, but Jesus was right there. Listen to what the text says in Luke 24:5. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead?" These women went back to the tomb where Jesus was buried, and they were looking back at what had been. The angel asked them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead?" The angel was telling them that even though their hope in Jesus was once dead, it had now been resurrected. They didn't have to keep looking for it in the place of death, because life doesn't stay with death, it runs away. In the same way, our hope can be resurrected if we put it into Christ Jesus. My friend, hope is important, as it's a motivation for you to reach your destination. And when we follow His path, when we have an anchor for our soul, when we have a GPS that keeps us in the right direction, when we have gathered and we've guarded our hope, you know what will happen? We can get in the kayak and let the current take us down the river. And we'll take the paddle and we'll trust it and we'll give it hope and we'll move in the direction that God wants us to. My friend, that's what it looks like when we take a kayak of hope. And I trust today that you'll take hold of that GPS, you'll take home, and you'll grab hold of that anchor for your soul. Let the Lord give you that direction. Let Him give you that hope. God bless you, friend. I hope you have a great week. Bye now.